Hi, this is Mike Swanson. I'm speaking with Dave Skirica of AddictedToProfits.net. How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, just great. Well, what do you think's going on in the gold market? You know, we had that crash, and in the past couple days, they've traded up, especially some of the big cap stocks are up quite a bit. And, you know, this morning they're down a little bit. What do you think's going on?
Well, I think we're seeing the beginning of I think this is a major bottom, first of all. I think that, you know, of course, this dropped more than I thought. I didn't expect another crash like this, especially after we just had a crash in the gold stocks a few, you know, years ago. But I think we're seeing we're in the early stages of a major rally. And one thing that I'm talking about right now is, and I know no two crashes are exactly the same, but if you look what happened in 2008, the gold stocks crashed like this, and then they began to rally, and they actually had a 50% rally from the low from late October into November of 2008. And then they corrected. They took back about 70, about two-thirds of those gains, had sort of a retest, and then bottomed in December 2008. And then, you know, by basically the first quarter of 2009, we're trading about double of where they were at the bottom in 2008. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to happen that time. Also, remember, especially in the fourth quarter of 2008, we had coincided that with a stock market rally that kind of helped put some wind behind their sails. So, but definitely, I could definitely see this rally in the short term continuing to about the 325 to 350 area on the HUI, which would be roughly a 30 to 40% rally from the lows. And then say we pull back after that to the 275 to 300 area and then bottom there and then really begin to move significantly higher. And there's one other aspect I'd like to say that's really interesting with gold as a whole is another situation I was looking at the 2009 bottoms in equities. And it also wouldn't surprise me if we had that kind of situation go on, where essentially that was a V bottom, where the market rallied from 666 in the S&P right to roughly the 900 area, didn't really have a significant correction or retest. Actually, the 666 was the retest of the 2008 lows, with many sectors holding up, even though the S&P broke to a new low. And then, you know, the market really just moved up and went straight up for the next year or two. So that wouldn't surprise me. That kind of situation happens too, where you just see gold go right to 1600 or something like that, 1700, or right back to 1600, and then consolidate the sideways and see another move higher rather than an all out retest. And I think you have to be ready for both. I think you can't just sit here and wait for a retest.
Well, are you worried? What do you think caused this? You know, I have lots of people worried now about the economy. They think gold dropping might mean there's deflation coming, and today the GDP numbers weren't that great. So people are getting worried about everything now because gold's dropped. But you don't seem to be, so.
Well, see, I still believe, like, nothing's changed.
Right.
Like, one of the main aspects, and again, talk about this in future newsletters, of the secular move, meaning the long-term 15-20-year move, is that gold bull markets end. And me and you have had many discussions about this in private. Gold bull markets end when the Federal Reserve raises interest rates and decreases the money supply and basically chokes off inflation. And obviously, every central bank around the world, from Europe to China to the U.S. to U.K. to Japan, is increasing money supply. And, you know, even though the U.S. may have slowed down or has now stabilized its rate of money printing, it's still printing. It's not like it's taking back that printing. So you still have expansionary monetary policy. You still have zero interest rates. You still have weak economies around the world, so gold can be seen as saving. You still have huge deficits. Like, people are acting like the deficit doesn't matter anymore because they think the Fed can just monetize all the debt. But I still think it does. You can't run 7% GDP deficits forever. So I think nothing's changed. And essentially, I think this was a combination of, number one, all of these Wall Street firms made bullish calls on gold last year, but they didn't back it up. There were no, they didn't have any inflows. They weren't doing really any buying. The stock still lagged. So we saw this kind of like talking without really putting up, you know, the money, you know, that. And number two, think we saw, like, it's kind of weird. It was this combination where people believed in the recovery in the U.S. with a housing boom or housing rebound and this boom in the fracking industry. And they believed there was this recovery going on in the U.S. combined with believing there was a slowdown in China. And they thought those two elements were both, you know, bearish for gold. And then you just saw, you know, a big washout. I think what happened too, combining those fundamental events, you had all these funds, especially hedge funds, who since 2008, 2009, had kind of been long the gold trade, basically based pure on QE and money printing and all these sorts of things. And you know, remember, I think there's much more to the gold rally. I think, you know, you look at all these unfunded liabilities and problems structurally with the deficit for the next 5 or 10 years. I mean, that's another reason you're going to see the rally go higher, not just the short-term elements of QE. So I just think that those combinations of people not really doing the physical buying you know, behind their bullish talk, the perception that China was slowing down, the U.S. was stabilizing, all caused this kind of perfect storm for gold to crash. But I think this crash has now left to a really good buying opportunity. And the last thing I'll end off here is that historically, there's a precedent to this. If you look at the 1960 to 1981 rally in the Barron's Gold Stock Index, which took that index from 25 to over 1,000, so up over 4,000%, there were actually 60% declines from 1968 to 1970, 1974 to 1976. And, of course, right from the 76 bottom, when actually, by the way, gold went down about 40% itself, within a year, you're trading back near the highs, and within 5 years, you're soaring to all-time new highs. So I think that those are the kind of things you have to look at. You have to remember that gold is a smaller market, so it actually is much more volatile than the regular, you know, stock market and the like.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think this drop has been, you know, I think if it really had some meaningful, if it was evidence of something meaningful happening in the economy, you know, that was a big game changer. I don't think it would just be gold and silver that fell, but I think other commodities would have crashed too, and they've held up. And, you know, it's really only the mining stocks that went through this collapse. So I think it's more probably driven because it's a small market, like you're saying, and a lot of it, you know, has been influenced by big investors and hedge funds that, you know, if a few of them get out, you know, they can make a big impact. And when something crashes like this, it forces weak hands out of the market. And last week, that when one day they were down towards the end of the crash, and in the last hour of trading, there's more volume traded then in that single hour in gold and silver stocks than ever before, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, like we've talked about, like, the one stock that was really indicative of this was Barrick, the 3-month average volume is 15.5 million shares, so 15.5 million shares. And it was trading, it had days, it probably traded that, like, not the last hour that you're talking about. Like, it had days where it was trading 40, 50, 60 million shares. And when you see that kind of volume above the normal average, it's a sign that you're getting some kind of liquidation and some kind of fund. They're just dumping everything at any price. But on the other side, we got to think that there's some kind of buyer there. And I think what's really positive for the gold and gold stocks going forward, and I know it's tough for a lot of people to be positive because of everything that's happened here, but I think what's really positive is now we've had the big washout. Hedge funds got washed out in these stocks in 2008 with the rest of the market. But now we've got the big washout on these stocks while the stock market is still at a high valuation, high level. So that tells me that when the stock market starts some kind of bear market, which will probably, I think, be within the next year or two, the gold stocks have already had their washout. So now I think they might have their more traditional role where they're going to rally where the stock market declines. So I'm not so worried about, like, you know, the Dow dropping back to 10,000 and the gold stocks dropping, you know, with it. Like, I think actually now they're set up to the point where you're going to have this, the reverse trade, and the hedge funds that are still around, they didn't blow themselves up, are essentially going to be able to put on that long gold, short the market trade. And I think that's going to be really, really positive from a trading standpoint going forward. So I really like the fact that that this happened, you know.
No, well, I think it provides a great opportunity for investors to get in that weren't in before or want to add on and so forth. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me, and I'll definitely do a follow-up interview in the future.
Thanks for having me.